My guest is Peter Wagg. He developed the computer-generated TV character Max Headroom and is executive producer of the Max Headroom TV series. The series ran for 6 episodes last season and returns this season. The show is set 20 minutes into the future in a post-apocalyptic world ruled by technology and controlled by a media conglomerate known as Network 23. The show uses a variety of computer-generated video graphics to achieve its quick-paced style. The show stars Matt Frewer as Edison Carter, an investigative reporter for the network. He's also the face and voice of Carter's video alter ego, Max Headroom. The show also features Amanda Pays as Theora, his editor and controller, Jeffrey Tambor as Murray, Edison's producer, and Chris Young as Bryce Lynch, a computer whiz kid. Peter Wagg brought Max here from England. I asked him how it all began.
Max was the result of Andy Park, the commissioning editor for music at Channel 4 Television in England, asking me to develop a rock video clip series. This was going back, I guess, now about 6 years prior to MTV, and I was heavily involved in rock video production as head of creative services of Chrysalis Records. So we then conceived the idea for Max as a computer-generated linking device between rock video clips. That then developed when Andy kept provoking us to come back with, why is he called Max Headroom? Where does he come from? Why does he say the things he says? And then the whole thing took shape, and the Max story was scripted, and Max himself became much more than a linking device, and was clearly from day one, even when he was the apple in our eyes, had a lot more depth and a lot more potential than simply being a talking head between videos.
What did he represent to you as a totally computer-generated video image, or a real television creation?
What he represents really is the first truly created contemporary character for a new generation. Clearly there's a computer literate society now growing up, and Max is the first character that's been created for them. Not since really Walt Disney created his characters, there's another one come along that has appealed so directly to the true motivations and feelings of the current generation.
Hi. No, this is not a blip-blip-blipvert. This is Max Headroom on Network 23. And I know that right now you're looking at me and you're thinking, wow, he could become a star. So before you get the wrong idea about me, let me just say very humbly, you're right, I could.
Did you cast Max Frewer in the role of Max Headroom?
Yes, I did.
What were you looking for in the right actor?
Well, essentially, a kind of mid-Atlantic personality, because Max was always intended to be a truly international celebrity. So in casting all of the American actors in England, and Matt was just completely, he stood out completely from everybody else. His sense of humor, his wit, his style, his look, everything about him really made it clear that there was nobody else in the running.
You've created a world where life is ruled by television. Television is run by a very corrupt network, and the network's only motivation is ratings. A very cynical view of television. How does this go over with the network executives who buy the show and run it?
Well, the network love it. It's just full of parody and satire. And truth. I mean, what we're, Brandon Stoddard, who's the president of ABC, always says to me he's never happier than when Standards and Practices are on the phone to him saying the Max people are causing trouble again. It goes down very well. They like it, and, they have always encouraged us to just go for it.
The Max Headroom Show makes fun of ratings and makes fun of networks that are slaves to ratings, but I bet you had to watch the ratings pretty closely last season when Max Headroom premiered on American television.
Oh, well, we're exactly the same. This is the total irony of the show. We live by ratings ourselves. If we don't get the ratings, then we'll be off air. And when we know we're going off air, we'll probably write the definitive Max script that will be our swan song. I mean, yes, obviously, last season it was every morning at 7 o'clock phoning up ABC for the overnights and then the nationals. And, of course, it's analysing the figures. It's, you know, it's the next day. It's what can we do? Where do we go wrong? Are we going wrong? Should we ignore it? Should we carry on? But the moment I allow myself to get into the ratings loop is the moment you totally lose sight of all your objectives. So you have to, as difficult as it is, sort of ignore them as a producer. Take on board constructive comments about the show itself and where it's working, where it isn't, but basically maintain the brief that you set out with, because otherwise you'd be getting Kenny Loggins to do the soundtrack, you'd be getting Charlton Heston to guest star in it, and before you know where you'd have Edison getting into bed with Theora by the second week, and you completely lose everything.
In part because you use a lot of computer-generated graphics and a lot of visual techniques to tell the story, it's a television show that you have to watch and you can't just listen to. And I say that as someone who listens to a lot of television and doesn't always get to actually give it my full visual attention. Are you very aware of that? Because I believe that a lot of people actually listen to television and don't really watch it.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully what Max is doing is providing an alternative and something new and something different. If you look at American television in general, it's just very bland, very predictable, and very formula. And it works very well for the American audience. But that's basically all I've ever been given. It's just my feeling that there has to be a place for Max, like there has to be a place for Dallas and Wheel of Fortune. And hopefully Max just opens up a doorway for something new, fresh and different. And in doing that, it obviously is challenging both to us as producers, to the network, to have the, if you like, the confidence and the belief and commitment in the show to stay with it until such times as the audience begins to tune in and really understand it. Because once they do understand it and get inside the world, then, you know, that's when it will really kind of take off. And it just takes a bit of patience, just like Moonlighting did, just like Hill Street Blues did. It's a challenge, and people either respond to it or they go back to what they've always had before and take the easy way out.
There's a lot of computer technology on your show. Do you know much about computers, or are you comfortable with them?
I'm uncomfortable with them, and I know very little about them, because I think there has to be somebody on this project that feels that way, because a lot of other people feel that way. Obviously, within the writing team, within the whole crew, there's a very strong knowledge in this area, and I'm basically behave like Murray, the character in the series, who you often hear him say, "Yes, but what's the story?" or "Bryce, can you please tell me in English what you're saying?" or "What's the point?" or whatever. That's basically me.
Do you think that it cheapens the Max Headroom character to have him doing the Coke commercials? Because after all, the character is in a way making fun of commercials and commercialism. And you've had him be a spokesperson for mm-hmm. Coke for several years now. Does it cheapen what you're trying to do?
Well, I hope not. I mean, obviously, Max is this parody of all of the quintessential international TV personality. If you were to dial into a computer all the characteristics of, like, a Johnny Carson or a David Letterman or whoever it might be, even a Ronald Reagan or a Dustin Hoffman, the basic idea is that the computer would analyse all those appeal points and come out with an image. And our suggestion is that image is actually Max. The fact we give him an arrogance and the fact that he says whatever he wants to say gives him, you know, that extra dimension.
Do you get a lot of strange offers for using Max Headroom
as a
spokesperson for other other commercials or products?
We had a good one last week, which was somebody wanted to make Max condoms.
Peter Wegg is the executive producer of the Max Headroom TV series. He spoke to us from his office at Lorimar Studios in Los Angeles. By the way, they turned down the condom offer.